Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The American broadcaster ABC News has confirmed that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will hold a presidential election debate on its channel on September the 10th. Mr. Trump has said he wants two additional dates in September, the first of them on Fox News. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
When Donald Trump came face-to-face with Joe Biden in June for what was to be the first of two debates, the event changed the course of this presidential election. Mr. Biden's poor performance eventually led him to step down following pressure from senior party colleagues. Since then, the Democrats have rallied around Kamala Harris, whose campaign has rejuvenated the party. Speaking to reporters at his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida, the former president dismissed his new opponent, questioning Ms. Harris's intelligence and her record as a politician.
The three mediating countries in the Gaza conflict, the US, Qatar and Egypt, have issued a joint call for Israel and Hamas to resume ceasefire negotiations next week to overcome their differences. They suggested that talks based on a new framework agreement take place either in Cairo or Doha. David Bamford reports.
The joint statement, published by Qatar state media, said the time had come to conclude a ceasefire deal and an agreement to release the Israeli hostages and Palestinian detainees. The mediators say they're ready to present to Israel and Hamas a final proposal, with only the details for implementing the agreement yet to be worked out. The forum representing the families of the hostages thanked the mediators and appealed to Benjamin Netanyahu to demonstrate leadership by finalising a deal.
The governor of Russia's Kursk region says he and his colleagues have been working around the clock since the start of a Ukrainian military incursion on Tuesday. Moscow says it's trying to drive out Kyiv's troops from the Kursk region, where thousands of people have been evacuated, but Alexei Smirnov said evacuations had been difficult because of Ukrainian shelling, suggesting fighting is continuing despite Russia's efforts to thwart the Ukrainian advance. Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
Russia's hawkish former president, Dmitry Medvedev, called on Moscow to respond by seizing more Ukrainian land, up to Kyiv and beyond. And yet, after 3 days of fierce fighting, Russia has been unable to restore control over its own territory in Kursk region. The authorities will almost certainly try to use what is happening to rally the Russian public around the flag and to bolster the Kremlin's false narrative that Russia is not the aggressor in this war. In reality, it was Russia that invaded Ukraine.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Muhammad Yunus has been sworn in as leader of Bangladesh's interim government. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who has the backing of the military and student protest groups, said he would support and protect the constitution during a ceremony in Dhaka. He said the top priority would be to restore law and order. A New York court has convicted a Mozambican former finance minister over a 10-year-old conspiracy that triggered an economic crisis in his home country. Manuel Chang was found guilty of accepting payoffs through U.S. banks for approving secret loans intended to pay for a fleet of tuna fishing ships and other projects. The Venezuelan opposition leader has warned that unprecedented numbers of people will leave the country if Nicolas Maduro tries to stay in power by force. Maria Corina Machado spoke of a wave of up to 5 million migrants in a short space of time. Speaking to a Mexican news outlet, she called on the country to use its influence to stop such an event.
I think Mexico has a very important role because it has a communication channel with the regime, together with Colombia and Brazil, does an attempt to articulate and open channels, which I think is positive. I hope that the Mexican government understands the enormous responsibility it has, not only for Venezuela, but for the entire region.
The men's Olympic 100 meters champion Noah Lyles has said he believes his participation at the Paris Games is over after he tested positive for COVID. The American sprinter revealed his diagnosis after finishing third in the 200 meters final on Thursday night, dashing his hopes of securing a sprint double. The 27-year-old appeared short of breath at the end of the race. BBC World News.